Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We told you about pizza blotting a few months back. Blotting your pizza with a paper towel or napkin removes a significant amount of fat. And if you do it every time you eat pizza, you're basically taking about an inch off your waistline every single year.
And you can eat more pizza.
Right. My goal is to eat as much pizza as possible. So if I can blot some of the grease off of the pizza and eat more pizza, I'm a happy guy. Now, that said, there are many different things that people are doing to perfectly good food to cut down on the fat. I have never heard of bagel scooping before until Seth sent it my way. Bagel scoopers. They're saying that they're ruining New York City. That's the headline in the New York Post.
What's a bagel scooper?
Glad you asked, soul brother Kevin. You take your bagel, you cut it in half,
right,
and then you scoop out.
No, that's the bagel! The whole thing. That's like saying, oh, yeah, ham sandwich scraping.
Right.
You take the ham and you throw it away.
They are scooping out all of the soft bagel part and just leaving the outer bagel shell.
Okay, that's stupid.
It's insane to me that people are doing this. And this reads like a fake article because it's so brilliantly written.
Do you think it's fake?
No.
Okay.
Few things, if it were April 1st, I would think it was fake. Few things inspire more passionate disdain among New Yorkers. Bagel scoopers are lumped in with people who eat their pizza with a fork or wear flip-flops on the subway. Part of the anger is aimed at the literal gutting of a food New Yorkers regard with beatific pride. Part of it is the waste involved. All scoopings go directly into the trash. It was the moment I realized my ex was a monster, Lisa Rosenberg, a 27-year-old graphic designer living in Bushwick, Brooklyn, says of a guy she dated for about a year. Even watching someone eat a scooped-out bagel is completely repulsive. The controversy is covered in a new book, Should I Scoop Out My Bagel, by dietitian Elise Shapiro and Haley Rich, out today.
They're doing a whole book on to scoop the bagel?
A whole book. Should I scoop out my bagel?
No.
We should see if we can get on either Elise Shapiro or Haley Rich.
I mean, we can do that. I'm sure it's not hard.
The number of calories saved is minimal, they're saying. You're saving maximum 75 calories by scooping it out.
Why don't you just eat half of the bagel?
Good question. Bagels are one of the worst things you can eat if you're trying to lose weight because it takes so long to metabolize. It sits in your system forever. Like it or not, scooping is now here to stay. Top bagel shops, including Terrace Bagels, Bagel Pub, Essa Bagel, and La Bagel Delight, scoop on request. Notoriously fussy Murray's Bagels in Greenwich Village, which only changed its no-toasting policy in September, has a scoop both sides option at registers. This is insane to me, but people are doing it all over the place.
I'm guessing this doesn't happen just in New York. I'm sure it's happening all over the country.
I think New York, obviously, the trendsetter.
I mean, other people in the country eat bagels other than just people in New York.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
This is not on par with blotting your pizza. This is ridiculous.
I agree.
This is throwing half of your food away.
If you ripped all the cheese off your pizza, then this could be comparable.
Yeah, this is not blotting. This takes blotting and goes a couple of steps too far.
It's like if you don't want to put cream cheese on your bagel, okay, we can get with that.
Right, but tearing out the inner, disemboweling your bagel, not acceptable. Nina B. said, we had bagel scoopers come in when I worked at Einstein Bagels. It was the worst. Michael, what's up?
Welcome. Country,
Michael?
Yes.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, I'm good, thanks.
Good. Mm-hmm. And then the part where you talk is now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm from New York. I was going to say, if you're from New York, you get a New York bagel. They're way different than bagels in Florida. So you get the crispy outside of the bagel, and they get all the different types of everything bagels. And that's actually the most delicious part. And you still, it's warm and crispy. So you wouldn't do that with a bagel that you would get from Florida. or somewhere in this type of, you know, anywhere else in the country, only in New York, because the bagels are that good, look, the crust is that good.
Don't be the only in New York douchebag that America hates guy. Okay, look, I love New York as much as the next guy. Sure, the pizza's better up there. Yeah, the bagels are delicious because of the water, but there are comparable bagels to be found at the St. Pete Bagel Company.
Possibly, but I've been down here in Florida. I would never scoop a bagel out in Florida because there's really no difference. But if you get a hot, toasted, fresh-made bagel from M&M Bagel or somewhere in one of the best bagel places in the city, you're tasting, all you're tasting is that outside, that crispy, delicious outside bagel crust with a nice cream cheese on it. It's amazing.
Man,
I think if you did it anywhere else, you wouldn't get the same effect. That's my point.
You're just homesick, man. That's all it is. next, you're going to tell us that the cream cheese down here sucks.
and I don't blot the pizza in New York either because the New York cheese is better,
and
too.
The grease is better,
Sure, everything's better up north. The rats are better up here.
Exactly.
Yeah, but listen, if you're ever in New York, try it. I'm being honest. It's something special to get a fresh-made New York City bagel with that. You don't need all the bread inside. It's delicious. The cream cheese, the crispy crust.
Michael.
The sesame is special.
And Michael, what's your favorite bagel to scoop?
Oh, definitely the salt bagel. Salt bagel with scallion cream cheese.
I love salt.
And you get
bagel.
That. And Seth, you would like it probably too because it's low on carbs. You know, you're a gym-oriented type guy. You probably would be really, you would look at that and say, what's the point of this? Why do I need all this extra bread in there when I have a crispy, salty crust?
That's the point. That's what you're eating bread. Things?
Yeah, you're eating a doughy, like a doughy donut. Like, don't scoop your bagels.
No. It's a whole other game. But I guess you have to just take my word for it. But it's a whole other game. You wouldn't take a Thomas's English muffin or a Thomas's bagel from your deli in Publix and start scooping it out with a spoon. That's just ridiculous.
All right, quit dissing Florida bagels.
Do it.
No, I do take the inside of my donuts out.
I suck the jelly out.
That could work, too. That could work, too. But anyway, I appreciate the call, man. I just want to let you guys know it's something delicious. If you add it, it's an experience. But, you know, you'll have to wait and see, I guess, if you're ever up.
Don't scoop them bagels. It's a PSA. Don't scoop them bagels.
I'm flying to LaGuardia tomorrow to get my bagel.
Flying to JFK.
Don't scoop it.
Scoop it. Stupid. Scoop it. Stupid. Scooping them bagels got to come to a halt. Michael with that New York accent likes them bagels with salt. Don't scoop them bagels, it's dumb. That's all. Hello, Alicia. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Don't scoop your bagels.
Hi. Okay. Well, I just wanted to talk. It's not just bagels. When I grew up in Mexico, and my mom, she would always like scoop out like the Cuban bread and like all different kinds of bread. It was weird, but, you know, she would just say that's the bad part of the bread. So I grew up doing that.
Do you scoop your bagels to this day?
I don't eat bagels, but I do scoop my bread, like Cuban bread and or like different like hoagies and stuff.
You scoop a hoagie?
Well, yeah.
Okay. That's very interesting. Does anybody ever look at you funny?
Yeah, my fiance. He thinks that's weird, but I mean, I grew up that way. Yeah, it is weird. I always ask my mom why she would do that, but she said that's the bad part of the bread, and we would never eat it.
Bad part?
So it's all bread. It's bread.
I know, but, you know, I guess it's the fattening part.
Well, then why eat it?
Right.
Just eat less of it.
Get a matzah if you don't want to fatten.
No, trust me. No, whenever she would do that, I mean, it looks good, so I wanted to eat it, and, you know, sometimes I would sneak in, like, a little piece or not, and she would get like mad, like, don't eat the bread, it's fat. So
good,
I guess,
Lord,
lettuce wraps. All right, well, thank you very much. I hope you have a great night. Thanks a lot for calling the show.
You too.
All right, bye.
Nina on Twitter said, we had bagel scoopers come in when I used to work for Einstein Bagels. It was the worst. If you're going to be a bagel scooper, scoop your own bagel. Don't have somebody do it for you.
Yeah. The lady behind the counter isn't supposed to scoop your bagel for you.
We can agree. We don't have anybody blotting our pizza for us. We do it on our own.
Judy Boss Legal tweeted, been in line at Subway and folks ask for their foot long to be scooped.
Oh, come on.
Just get a flatbread. Like, don't ask the sandwich artist.
That's too much bread.
To scoop out your bread. That is so insane. Now, Mally Blue said, bread scooping is an option when you order Jimmy John's online.
Oh, man.
We will scoop bread out of the top shell if you select this option.
Some things just don't need to be an option.
Yeah,
like once you start telling people this, now all of a sudden they're holding up the line with this crap.
Yeah, if you're eating bread, you're eating carbohydrates.
Bread is bread.
Buy in.
Guess what's on top of it? Bread. And on the inside, it's bread.
More bread.
Bread.
Jared, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
How's it going? I thought my wife was the only one that did this in the world, and I was laughing my butt off when you were talking about this.
I guess it's a common thing, man, bagel scooping.
Yeah, and I would yell at her because I'm like, honey, you're leaving the best part of the bagel. And she doesn't only do it with bagel. She does it with bread. She does it with cupcakes. She just eats the top of the icing on a cupcake and leaves the whole bottom of the cupcake.
Would you mind if we got her number from you so we can call her and confront her with this horrible habit?
I don't think she's available right now.
Would she be available if you had Monster Jam tickets in your pocket?
Monster Jam for
the low price of us talking to her?
Okay, go ahead and call her.
All right, hold on one second.
Right, you never know.
Everybody's got their motivator.
Might say, send Grave Digger to your house.
Dominique, you say you want to defend the bagel scoopers?
Hi, Drew. How you doing?
I'm great, Dominique. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. So excited to talk to you.
It's so nice to talk to you as well. The pleasure is mine.
So I want to defend bagel scoopers. Here's the thing. If you toast your bagel, before it's scooped, you remove all of the good toasty bit when you scoop it.
Okay.
So you really have to scoop first and then toast. And lots of times at bagel shops, especially in New York when I grew up, there was no toaster in the customer section. They had the toaster behind the counter. So you kind of had to ask them to scoop it.
Here's the thing. If you're eating a bagel, you're already buying into a carbohydrate-laden meal. Like you should just accept the fact that you are eating something that is probably pretty unhealthy, and there's no need for you to desecrate the damn bagel.
You know what? I'm going to be on Shark Tank this Friday presenting the scooped bagel. Already pre-scooped.
I love it. And I totally hear your point. But you got to have your bagel the way you want it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, nobody wants to eat it scooped.
Pleasure in life.
Yeah, there's a pleasure into biting into a salt bagel with cream cheese and Nova and little capers on there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, hell yeah. So buy into that. I want to find somebody who's doing something with all the bagel scoopings.
Hey, and if you scoop the bagel, then now I have room to put more cream cheese in it, which can't be as bad as the bagel.
Right.
You're actually eating more because you're layering it with cream cheese instead of just scoopings.
It's not a health thing. It's a ratio of bagel to bagel filling thing.
All right. Oh. Well, Dominique, you're an awesome person. Thank you very much for the phone call. Hope you have a wonderful night.
Thanks, Drew. You too.
Thank you very much. 727-579-1025. We have the thank you very much, Nikki. Hold on one second. We haven't done this in the new year yet, but...
And now, it's about to get really awkward up in here. Well, at least hopefully. It's Phone a Friend.
It's time to phone a friend.
Now we had, is this Denise?
Yes.
Denise, I heard something horrible.
Hello?
Hi. Denise?
Hello.
Hi. I heard something horrible about you on the radio today.
About me?
Yes.
Oh, what was it about?
Well, I'm going to need you to confirm or deny this vicious rumor that someone is trying to spread about you on the radio today. It's something.
Okay.
It's something of drastic severity and importance. I have a very, very poignant question to answer and to ask you, and I would appreciate if you would answer honestly.
Okay.
Do you scoop your bagels?
What is this about?
It's about desecrating one of America's greatest foods. Do you scoop your bagels or not?
I do.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
Jared called us, and he said, my wife scoops her bagels.
And what else did he say?
I find it annoying AF.
He finds it annoying. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to complete the sentence?
No. Annoying AF. It's an expression that the kids use these days.
That's out for 2016.
Oh, sorry.
Jared, confirm or deny, you said you would no longer have sex with Denise if she kept on scooping her bagels.
It's so not true.
That's what I heard. Denise, if you're eating a bagel, you're already eating something that is high in carbohydrates. Why scoop?
Oh, it has nothing to do with that. I just like it more crunchy than soft.
Eat a cracker.
I like the crust. I know.
get a Ritz or a saltine.
A bagel chip.
A bagel chip. They make bagel chips. It's crispy bagels.
It's not the same.
But what do you do with the scoopings?
I give it to my husband.
Oh, Jared, you're an enabler. You're eating her scoopings.
Not all the time. That's the problem. I thought she was the only one that did that. That's so funny that she's not the only one.
No, there are plenty of sickos out there who take a perfectly good bagel and disembowel it.
I know.
So, Denise, you don't do it for health reasons. You just do it because you prefer a scooped bagel.
I do, yes.
Denise, do you
I load it with butter after. So.
Denise, do you have people scoop the bagels for you or you do it yourself?
No, I do it myself.
Okay, that's it. We can respect that.
So you scoop the bagel out, but then you layer it with butter to make up for the level of scoopings that it would have attained, right?
Well, apparently, yeah, it makes more room.
So now she's using a bagel for like a spoon for butter.
your bagel is just a vehicle for you to get more butter in your mouth. This is so crazy.
Think about it. If you were doing it with tuna fish, there's more room for the tuna.
Okay, well, that I can understand. Like, you can't put tuna precariously on the bagel flat, so I get that part. You want to scoop and put some tuna in there. Yes, Seth, the question for the bagel scooper, Denise.
Denise, what's your go-to bagel to scoop?
Oh, an everything bagel.
So you take the everything bagel, you take all the innards out, and then you feast upon the crust.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're a weirdo. Do you eat just the top of a cupcake or muffin?
Yes, I do.
Are you from this planet?
Yes, I am.
All right, this is so weird to me. How long have you guys been married, Jared?
12 years.
I guess you're doing something right then. Do you have kids?
Yeah, three boys.
Jared, it is incumbent upon you to raise these lads in the right way. Do not let them be scoopers like their mother.
I know. They're eating the whole bagel.
That's right. Damn right they are. Well, thank you guys very much for doing a phone a friend with us. We're going to send you to Monster Jam. Jared, hang on 1 second, and we'll hook you guys up with a pair of tickets. Denise, I encourage you to find the right way to eat a bagel and stick with it, but you do what makes you happy. Thank you so much for letting us talk to you.
Thank you. I encourage you to scoop a bagel.
Never. I will never scoop. I will blot my pizza, but I will never scoop a bagel. But thank you very much. I hope you guys have a great marriage and a great night. Thank you. Take care.
Let's scoop tomorrow. Let's just see what it's like.
You want to scoop a bagel?
We'll scoop tomorrow. We'll see what it's all about.
What do you scoop with?
Yeah, a spoon?
I would just do it with my finger. Yeah.
Finger scoopers?
That's not what they're doing at a bagel shop with the finger.
I don't know what they're doing at a bagel shop. I mean, how do you scoop?
How do you scoop to a bagel?
Here's two questions. How do you scoop? Has someone made a bagel scooper? Because we can do that. And also, when people are scooping bagels, what are they doing with the inside of the bagel? Are they balling it up and selling that, like the donut hole?
Bagel balls. You sell the scoot bagel on one side.
Well, you might be honest, though.
And the bagel balls on the other side.
We're going on Shark Tank. Let's do this.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
All right, I see that Phoebe's in the studio with us.
Hi.
Can I ask you a question about your husband sitting right over there, Seth Kushner?
Sure.
Is he pumping gas with a glove on? My spy is on the street. Tell me that he's been spotted at many a convenience store in the 727 pumping gas with a glove on his hand. Is that true?
Now, I don't know if he's done it without me, but he tried to do it with me the other day.
What'd you say to him?
Get back in the car. I'm going to pump the gas.
I don't see what the big deal is at all. I make no apologies for trying to pump gas with a glove.
It is a lime green and hot pink batting glove.
It's for that purpose only?
Is it just to pump?
No, it's a batting glove.
But that's just to pump gas.
Yeah, you're not taking cuts in the batting cage.
No. Well, no, I lift weights with these and because I don't want to touch any of the disgusting equipment. And then I realized how gross a gas pump is. So I decided I would start wearing this batting glove, and Phoebe was so embarrassed that she told me to get back in the car and she would pump the gas herself.
Well, we needed gas, so we pulled over, and he's like, all right, I got it. And he started to get out, and he reached down to like the side door pocket and started putting these gloves on. I thought he was messing with me, and then he really wasn't. And I said, I will use hand sanitizer afterwards. You're not wearing this glove.
I mean, come on, Kevin, you're with me. You hate germs, right?
No, dude, you're on your own with this glove.
Well, Phoebe said if you go inside and ask them, they'll give you some sort of plastic glove.
That's give you gloves at a gas station.
But I have
won't
my own, I have my own glove. If they're already giving out gloves, then why is it so far fetched that I'm bringing my own glove because I don't want to touch? Do you realize we were in some sort of a gas station somewhere between here and Georgia, and I realized we were at the gas station. I realized how many disgusting people are touching this pump every single day, and I couldn't even bring myself. I can't just do it with my pinky, so I'm gonna start bringing a glove with me everywhere I go.
Well, the problem is that you're using that to do things like pump gas and lift weights, and then you just put it in your backpack, and it's touching your phone.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And so it's like you're not doing any good.
No, I sanitize the glove after I use it.
What do you do? How do you sanitize the glove?
You just put it right here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So now your glove's wet.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not going to use it until tomorrow.
That's not what that's for.
Gross.
Man.
I make no apologies for wanting to have a gas pump glove at all. I think gas pumps are disgusting, and until they try to clean them up, I'm going to wear this glove everywhere I go.
This is the thing with Seth is that he finds something. And then he hyper focuses on it.
Sure.
So right now it's like gas pumps are dirty. So now he's going to hate pumping gas.
Mm.
It's like he has this thing right now where he thinks all food is undercooked. So he will, like, if we get chicken or I make chicken, or he'll cut into it into like little baby pieces.
Yeah.
And then like put his glasses on and look and make sure there's nothing pink. And he did it. We went out to dinner the other night and his brother was messing with him saying the salmon wasn't done.
Uh-oh.
This guy all night had issues. So the thing is, he focuses on something like this where it seems like it's valid. The gas pumps are disgusting.
Sure.
But it becomes like an obsession.
Yeah.
But what'd you do before the glove?
I just touched the gas pump like everybody else, but now I'm realizing that all these things have germs and you can't trust the person who used pump 7 before you to be clean, so I have to take everything into my own hands now.
But what happened? Nothing happened to you when you were just using your hand, though.
That is true, but I want to keep it that way.
You're one of the healthiest people I've known. I think I've known you 4 years, and I don't know that you've ever been sick more than once.
And I'm telling you what, the other night when my brother told me my salmon was undercooked, I thought I was going to throw up the whole night of that.
Oh,
why would you? And I called the psychiatrist today, and she hasn't called me back at all. I'm trying to get in to see somebody new now. I know that I have issues, but I'm going to bring the gas pump glove wherever I go. I think it's actually a good invention.
The gas pump glove.
Well, I think it's already in existence. I don't think it's like you just came up with this idea. I really think that if you go to a gas station, they have gloves for you, but I don't think it's for germ purposes. I think it's for getting things on your hands purposes.
Oh.
But I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just making that up, but
I don't really
think so.
All I can think about now is how many times I've pumped gas and then probably eaten something right afterwards.
Oh, man, a handful of fries.
And
you're still here.
That's true. That is true.
Hey, look, bums eat out of the garbage.
That's right. They do.
And they're healthy and strong.
Resiliently healthy people. Yes, Nikki?
That glove still has a lot of germs on it. Your sanitizer isn't doing the job.
Nikki, the germs die after they hit the glove. They don't live forever.
I have a solution for you.
You got a wet glove.
You just carry in your side door, carry a box of disposable gloves.
There you go.
And
latex.
Start doing that.
That's better. That's more acceptable than the lime green batting glove.
I'm trying to think like who I would judge more harshly if I rolled into a gas station. There's a dude with a latex glove pumping gas and a dude with a batting glove.
Okay, but if you see the guy with the batting glove, you're probably thinking, hey, he's doing some things that probably involve a batting glove, so you're not going to think I'm crazy. If I'm wearing disposable gloves, you're going to know I'm insane.
I think he just came from, the batting cages.
Oh, it's Evan Longoria. He's just taking a couple of cuts.
What about a paper towel? They have paper towels right there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's too flimsy.
But you can double it up.
I would have to use a whole roll of paper towels. And then, I don't want to hurt the trees that much.
Do you think there's anyone listening right now that puts on a glove to pump gas?
No, but I think that there will be people that are going to start doing it after hearing me today. Come forward and speak for the people that don't have a voice that hate germs.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I really think you should wear a helmet when you drive your car.
For sure. Anything could happen. You could crash.
You never know.
I started wearing a helmet on my bike now because of you guys.
Good. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. That's not weird. That is us really, that's us putting you on this planet longer.
I appreciate
but
that.
But not in your car?
No, should I?
Watch out.
Oh, you guys, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know him yet. He's going to start wearing a helmet in
Plus,
the car now.
That peanut butter sandwich you ate before the show looked a little undercooked, dude.
Oh.
That's why I'm not eating meat anymore either, because I don't want to worry about what's cooked and what's not cooked.
Peanuts are filthy.
Ugh, disgusting.
It's full of dirt.
Yeah, they make them with no gloves,
too.
No,
my peanuts are the cleanest on earth.
Speaking of food, Phoebe, at the New Year's Eve party that was hosted at Drew Garabo's house, how did you find the food?
Oh, the chicken dip was unbelievable.
Oh, I'm going to market that stuff.
It was so good.
You're going to find it at Publix, at Cash and Carry, at Safeco, Drew Garabo's chicken dip. What do you think? I'll be the first radio personality ever to market my own chicken dip.
I tried some of it.
Okay.
I don't know what chicken dip's supposed to taste like, so I can't rave about it.
What do you mean what it's supposed to taste like? Your wife loved it.
It was so good.
I tasted way too much Frito.
Well, because you had too much Frito that you were dipping in. It doesn't have any Fritos in the dip.
It's like a buffalo chicken dip?
Yeah, dude. Oh, okay. My first time ever making it.
So it's like you're getting buffalo wings every time you get a dip.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sounds great.
I ate so much of it that night that I didn't eat dinner when we left.
That's
that
what
was
I
it.
Hear.
It's all eight.
Take a little Publix rotisserie chicken, a little Neufchâtel cheese, not cream cheese, a third of the calories, a little hot sauce, some ranch dressing, and you put it in a crock pot and forget. Why is every single phone line ringing right now? Is this glove people?
I hope. It's only
a little
people
glove love.
Showing support.
Hello, it's Drew Garabo Live. With whom am I speaking, please?
You're speaking to Damon.
Hi, Damon. What's up?
Hey, I just was curious. I mean, I have the same issue with gas pumps, but I just carry around a box of sanitizing wipes.
Oh, that seems like a normal
so,
reaction.
So you clean the pump or you clean your hands after?
I clean the pump.
Oh, so he's, yeah.
I'm not going to clean a pump.
Yeah. You'd rather wear a glove. But thank
all
you.
All right, you got to be weird.
Thank you, Damon. Hi, it's Drew Garabo Live. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is David.
Hey, David, what's up?
I got a question. I heard y'all talking earlier about Star Wars, and I saw the movie. I thought it was very good.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you a question since you seem to be a Star Wars connoisseur. Hmm. We did a marathon this weekend of Star Wars, watched 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
And my question to you is, who do you think is Anakin's father?
Who do I think is Anakin's father?
Is it? Now, I read online that it was the little blue guy. It was a slave master.
That's it. It's a little blue guy.
But you don't think that it would be the Emperor's master, the Sith Lord?
Oh, no. It's him, for sure.
Are you for sure?
Yeah. Either him or the little blue guy.
Little blue guy?
Yeah.
Little blue guy?
Little blue guy. Thank you for the phone call. Zach, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to make a comment on Seth talking about the germs. You wouldn't look that weird with the rubber gloves on. A lot of people who pump diesel gas actually use rubber gloves.
That's because diesel gas is messy.
Oh.
Is that why they have gloves at the gas station?
It could be because of the diesel gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot more cars burn the diesel. Like all the VWs with diesel and stuff nowadays, a lot more people use them. So you look less weird at least. So you'd be able to hide it off like that.
I appreciate that, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the phone call very much.
That's why we say good looking out.
What's up, Trucker Monica?
Hey, Drew. Happy New Year.
Right back at you, Trucker Monica. It's great to hear your voice again.
Thank you. It's good hearing you back on again. Missed
you. Thank you. Missed you, too.
I'm with Seth, though. Well, I'm a truck driver, so I wear the gloves because I didn't in the beginning. And you get the smell of the fuel on your hands.
Yep.
Plus, the one time I did not wear the gloves at the pump, and I end up getting the flu from someone else, especially
you assume that.
Yeah, who knows? Somebody could have sneezed right in your face and you just forgot about it.
Yeah, you got it from a lot lizard.
No, because I met up with a friend. We used the exact same pump, and we just went in and took care of what we had to do, and we both were sick for 2 weeks with the flu.
Mm. So you sure that was the flu?
That's too much of a coincidence. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for feeding into Seth's neuroses, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks, Trucker Monica.
Absolutely. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. This dude says he wears gloves to pump gas as well. What's up, Tim?
Hey, not much. How's it going, Drew?
Good, buddy. Thank you. You wear gloves to pump your gas, do you?
Not so much anymore, but I used to because my dad, he drives a truck like the last lady, and he's always talking about it. But I'm pretty sure if you Google it, I think gas pumps is in like the top 5 most germy things you can put your hands on besides like car keys and stuff like that.
You know what else is in that top 5? That mobile device that you're holding in your hand right now and talking to me on, dude.
I'm outside in the wind working hard, Drew.
I'm just saying, your mobile device has a lot of germs. I'm not saying you're not working hard, bro. I'm not calling you lethargic or anything. I'm just saying the mobile device.
I sanitize my phone like this.
No, don't do that. You're going to ruin your phone.
It's already ruined. Look at it. I dropped it. Look at it. It's awful. I sanitize it like that, and then I kind of rub it off on my hoodie.
Phoebe, I'm so sorry you have to deal with this.
He's got cracks all in his phone, and then he pours hand sanitizer on the cracks.
I can only talk to people on speakerphone because it's all screwed up.
This is my life.
I don't care.
Oh, you are some piece of work. So what's for dinner tonight, healthy eaters?
Oh, I don't know. Phoebe started this Pure Bar class now, so I think I might have to fend for myself for dinner tonight.
I'll be out of class at 6:45.
Oh, okay. You know, this thing, I don't know. Do you know of any women that are doing this now? It's a bar, and it's all squats and stuff for your booty.
It's a combination of Pilates, yoga, and ballet. And it's all focuses on like your lower body. So, and it's an hour long. It's so I come home like booty. Limping. Yeah. And it's basically booty class.
It's okay. All women that are there, and they mm-hmm. have a, they have a day where the guys get to come in and watch.
They don't get to. You get to participate, not watch. You creep.
I like
you
the
have
watch
to do
part.
The exercise.
I'm gonna watch.
Yeah, pure bar, B-A-R-R-E. I've mm-hmm. heard of that, but I didn't know what it was. Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Ballet, it's yoga, like, and Pilates.
Yeah, you do a lot of different Pilates types moves, and then. About, I'd say a half of the class is on a bar, like ballet, but you really just use it to sort of hold on to it. You're not really doing like any pliés or anything.
So like a sideways shuffle.
Yeah, like the other day I felt like I was being taught how to twerk, but I felt it like in my hips and my abs the next day where you just sit on the floor and you like move one butt cheek at a time.
Oh, wow. Man, I've always dreamed of being able to do that move. It's so great when strippers can do that.
I'm sure I was doing it wrong because it's very complicated, but I felt it in my muscles. So.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in here. We appreciate you very much. You're awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you get everything out of that you were looking for?
I believe so. Thank you.
Yeah.
Not going to stop you from wiping down your gas pumps.
I'm trying to see a psychiatrist now. I was just seeing a therapist. I need to see a real doctor.
Okay.
I have serious mental issues, and they're only getting worse.
I'm sorry. I'm here for you.
I know. Well, I mean, she's not. She hasn't emailed me back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.